This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, January 27th. Okay, folks, the Dow, as I talked to you, is down over 400 points. The NASDAQ market is up over 200 points. And there are leaders like Micron Technology helping the NASDAQ market. One of our stocks that's helping the NASDAQ market is Seagate Technology, because it beat. And both Micron and Seagate are involved in the data centers and profiting from the data center boom. So we have a lot of data center related companies. In fact, I just bought Micron on Monday for some clients. And we're going to make a lot of money, okay, because the earnings are just unbelievable, okay? So that's the good news. The bad news is we have a Fed meeting. And we're going to have an announcement tomorrow. And the consensus is that they're not going to cut. Well, they might want to think about cutting because we just had the conference board, consumer confidence report come out. And this is the report I respect. And consumer confidence collapsed in January. Now, they revised December higher. That maybe exaggerates the collapse. But when I dig into the components, the present situation index is horrific. The expectations index is even worse. And the conference board chief economist, Dana Peterson, said all five components of the index deteriorated, driving the overall index to its lowest level since May of 2014, surpassing its COVID-19 pandemic depths. Wow. That means consumers are in a piss-poor mood, folks, okay? And if I'm sitting on the Federal Reserve right now, I think I might have to cut rates a little, okay? So let's hope they cut rates tomorrow. There's going to be a split vote anyway, okay? But they should cut, okay? And the other thing is we've had this big snowstorm in the South and Northeast, and it is going to curtail economic growth, okay? Maybe you don't cut for the weather, but, you know, I'm just going to tell you it's going to impact GDP growth. Because it's solid ice out there, and you just can't walk around when you're about to fall. So, interesting times we're in. But as always, my best defense is a strong offense and fundamentally superior stocks. I'm ecstatic with what NASDAQ's doing right now. I'm ecstatic with what my data center stocks are doing. I have a lot more than just data center stocks. I'm sure you folks know that, believe it or not, I'm now up to 19 gold stocks. I actually lost count of how many gold stocks I was recommending. I'm actually recommending 19 now. And they've been an oasis out there as well. So let's just go with the stocks that have the best sales and earnings. The gold stocks, the data center stocks. Let's let the earnings come out, drop kick, and drive stocks higher. Let's hope the Fed does the right thing and cuts rates, especially in the wake of this consumer confidence report. And so hang on, everybody. It's good for us. I don't care about what the Dow is doing because I'm invested in the creme de la creme, and I'm going to stay there, and we're all going to have a lot of fun and make a lot of money. Take care, everybody. It's Louis Navalier.